It is. It's a habit, and also it's part of getting educated, because I've heard, and you mentioned something very important, where you put it back into the business. We had an event not too long ago, and I was talking to business owners about how we want to reinvest back into our business, but we don't reinvest in ourselves. And what I mean by this is our retirement. And we think about our business as a retirement plan. Well, it shouldn't be like that. You don't know what's going to happen to your business within the next 10, 15, 20 years.
Welcome to Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, a podcast hosted by me, Natalie Torres-Adad, an international award-winning author, two-time TEDx speaker, and investor, along with Vera Egli, an investor, sales and marketing pro, and multi-language podcaster. We will share the tips and tricks from interviews with self-made entrepreneurs, leaders, and those who have attained financial freedom while learning financial literacy in multiple languages.
Hi there.
And we have a super special guest. She's back, host baby, to talk to us about retirement funds. It is Sandra Salcido from Arc Capital Financial. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, everyone. Super excited to be here.
We are excited to have you back, because last time we talked about budgets and babies, and this time around we want to talk about budgets and retirement, potentially for that baby too. But so for those of you listening now, we are in towards the end of 2022, and there's a lot of scary news out there. We know inflation is here. Natalie, you and I keep talking about tips, you know, to kind of protect yourself during a recession. And that's partly why we brought Sandra up, because there are people with retirement funds that always panic when there's a dip in the economy. But also, Sandra, we'd love to know if it's still, regardless of the fact that there's a potential recession or it's here already, depends on what outlet you talk to, should people still invest in their retirement accounts? And how? What, when, why? Tell us more.
I love your question. It's always a good time to start your retirement account. It's always a good time. It doesn't matter if we're in a recession. It doesn't matter if it's a good economy. It's always a good time to start. And I think I get asked, well, I only have $1,000 to start, or I only have this. It doesn't matter. Just start something. And there's so many vehicles, so many options out there for whatever works for you, if it's your needs. So you can start something with $500, with $200, or you can do something bigger if you're looking for tax, also deductions in a way that can help you and put this money towards your retirement account. So there's different options, and I wanted to mention some of them that we have. And I know we talked about people that are listening to this podcast. Most of them are entrepreneurs or solopreneurs, business owners. And we don't hear these options out there, like the SEP IRAs, like the solo 401k, the traditional IRAs, and we have simple IRAs. And we only hear about our regular 401k. And we think that we need to be a huge company to have one of those or to offer it. And it's not the case, right? So I want to focus on one of my favorites for people that are entrepreneurs that they don't have employees, the solo 401k. It's one of my favorites because it allows you to do so many things and deferred a huge chunk of money, if you think about it. If we think about a scenario, if you put it in a solo 401k, let's say you make a profit of $100,000 for the year, right? You're allowed to make contributions to this account as the employee and the employer, because you're both in a way. So that makes it really cool, because you can, and I believe 2022, it's going to be $20,500 that you can put into a 401k. And as the employee and as the employer, you can put either 25% of your AGI, or this year it's going to be, I think, 60,000, whichever it's smaller. So if you make $100,000 in profit for a year, that means that you can actually put in there like almost 38K, that you're not paying taxes on that money, and that you're taking advantage of that strategy, if you want to call it that way, for your retirement.
Wow, that's a huge savings.
It is a huge savings. I've heard clients in the past, oh, I'd rather pay it to the IRS. Well, not me. Not my case, right? I'd rather
say. Yeah. And you're right. It's kind of giving them those tips, especially those that have been in business for a couple of years and they're deciding, it's like, do I put some of that money towards the business or towards a retirement? But you're saying in the long term, it sounds more like a habit. Is that right?
Yes, it is. It's a habit. And also it's part of getting educated, because I've heard, and you mentioned something very important, where you put it back into the business. We had an event not too long ago, and I was talking to business owners about how we want to reinvest back into our business, but we don't reinvest in ourselves. And what I mean by this is our retirement. And we think about our business as a retirement plan. Well, it shouldn't be like that. You don't know what's going to happen to your business within the next 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. So you should start paying your retirement from your business. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think that's a great, and it's a habit, and it's something that you need to put yourself first to be able to do it. Because we don't think about this. No one wants to think about retirement or dying. We talked about this in the past, but we do have to put this as a priority if you really want peace of mind in the future.
What are some of the things that you find, some reasons why people don't put the money aside? Because I can think of a few that I've talked to some people that are like, but like, that's even $6,000 to put in my retirement. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to have it in hand, you know? So it's like, they only think about the immediate, but not the future. So is that like a typical objection to starting a retirement account?
Yes, because you're not used to it. It's not normal for you. It's not something that you do on a regular basis. So we're not, like Natalie mentioned, it's not a habit. So if it's not a habit, it's difficult to do it. And we're not getting immediate gratification from it. So we have to wait, 15, 20 years down the road to be able to use these funds? Not really. I mean, there's always ways mm-hmm. to use these funds, right? But we rather spend that money in something right now than just save it for the future. So I think it's a combination of like education, habits, and it's we have to get into the routine of having a retirement account. And I see this a lot in the Latino community.
That's very fair. I think it's when, like you just said, it's the education that comes with it, right? Informing people that this is what they can do. We're towards the end of the year. I mean, it's crazy to think 2022 is almost over. Is there a deadline? Is there a timeline that people should be, let's say they want to max out, you know, any of these vehicles they decide to use? And if so, when is that supposed to happen?
So that's a great question. It depends on the vehicle that you choose, because there's so many type of accounts out there. But the IRS allows us to do these contributions until April 15 of the following year. So let's say it's February and I'm figuring out my taxes and I know I have to pay. So we have the option to open a retirement account and it counts as the previous year. So that's a huge advantage that we have. Like, hey, I'm just going to, I've had clients in the past, I have 2 days to open this SIP IRA. Can we do it? We'll make it happen, right? We'll make it happen. But you have the option to do that. Now, I'm not saying that you have to wait until the end. I answered these questions last time. I told them, like, you have to sit down with your accountant or your CPA on November or December to figure out how was the year and see how much you can actually put aside. And also, depending on the type of plan that you're doing, it's the deadline for the contribution.
That's so funny that you say that about the last 2 days, because I have a lot of friends that are like, I have to go open my SEP tomorrow. And I'm like, tomorrow is April 5th or April 14th. And they're like, yeah, but there's a cutoff. Is it the 15th, depending on the vehicle? Yeah.
No, depending on the vehicle and the last day for you to file taxes. Mm-hmm. So if the IRS says that April 15 is the last day to file taxes, that's the last day that you have mm-hmm. to open that account.
Yeah. See, I'm mm-hmm. one of those people that like, I like to do everything super early. I have my meetings with my CPA. It's like November and he's like, Vera, come on. And I'm like, I don't care. Let's just organize everything now. Because I just dread last minute things. And then I feel like I don't have any control. So even if I had some control, I get all my ducks in a row. And if there's something that's missing, I still have a lot of time. You know, I have until the 15th or the 17th, whatever date that the IRS chooses. But yeah.
I laugh because I'm the complete opposite of Vera, and that's why her and I work also. Because she's like, have you done it? I'm like, no, I wait a few. I'm that person the week before, and like, okay, we got everything done. And it's for me, it's a trick. And I think it also, I wish I could be more like Vera, but it's that trick of like, if I know I'm not spending that money that I get back, you know, using it towards something else. And that's partly why I wait towards the end, because I see everyone else like, hey, spending all their tax money back to them instead of actually reinvesting it. So we can all strive to be more like Vera.
Yeah.
I think I'm on the middle. I like to know if I owe, if I don't owe, if I'm going to get money back, but I don't submit until I have to. But at least I have everything like ready and all set. And as a business owner, we juggle with so many things. So be prepared for anything that it can come up after, right?
Yeah. And if we have, we can ask you one more question. I know this is something I'm constantly getting right now is the emergency funds, right? We can talk about emergency funds for days, but because, you know, many of us have been talking about this recession, we see it, should we be doing it more than 6 months? For me, I'm like, ideally, if you could do a year, even better, just because, you know, I feel like it's something to prepare for. What is it that you normally advise in that realm?
6 months to a year. And that's a great question. That's me, 6 months to a year, because I'm very conservative. And I had this conversation the other day with Vita. I have clients or I've known people that are into investing and they don't like emergency funds. They just do like 3 months or 2 months because they don't like to have cash. They rather put that cash into some investment vehicle. I can't do that. That's not how I operate. And I think for my mental health, I need to have at least like 6 months to a year because you never know what can happen, right? There's some people that don't like it and they're like, well, if I leave that money in the bank, it's just going to lose value.
That's I remember that conversation because I was like, how can they not have any cash? Like I am the same. I need to have mm-hmm. something, you know, and yeah. I agree. You should invest it in whatever vehicle you also like to invest in. But I couldn't. I know some people like that too, where they're like, wait, I need to wait for a deal to come through the next month and then I can pay for whatever, because every penny is an investment.
Absolutely. Vera, I feel like we need to have Sandra on again because time always flies.
I know.
I think that's if you can tell us, people know how they can reach you since you've been on our show, and I'm sure you'll be back again. If there's a tip that you like for people to take real to heart, especially since they have a couple months to get themselves in gear and hopefully end the year strong.
I think don't be afraid of all these fancy terms. People get afraid of like, oh, what the retirement, what is this? Or the emergency fund I have to put into an account that gives me a percentage interest rate higher, whatever. Like, don't be afraid of anything. Like, just start doing something right now. If it's only $100, it's fine. But get into the habit of doing something.
Yeah, you nailed it. It starts with those little habits. Okay, so you can be reached on Instagram at Sandra P. Salcido, right?
Correct.
I still remember it. We'll put that in the show notes. And obviously, for those listening, if you need assistance with what vehicles to use, or you'd like some more information, Sandra is a financial expert advisor. So she can, outside of this episode, give you more detailed information. So thanks again for being here, Natalie.
And one more thing. Yes, anyone that's listening, we're giving you this as mere entertainment and education, but obviously she's a CFP, but we'd like people to make sure you talk to your own CPA or CFP because everything is different. But yes, that's right. We'll see you on the next one.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. And please make sure to subscribe and leave your comments and reviews. To learn more about the podcast, check out the website and Instagram, Financially Savvy in 20 Minutes, and watch interviews on YouTube and IGTV. To become a sponsor or hire us for your next workshop or speaking engagement, please visit financiallysavvyin20minutes.com. All it takes is 20 minutes daily to become financially savvy. Music by Nikki and produced by Robert DeLude.